introduced, we go back a few psukim. Vayetze ben ha'ishi Yisraelis v'u ben ishri mitzri b'tzoich b'nei Yisrael. The Mekalel, this ben originally is understood and is referred to as ben ha'ishi Yisraelis v'u ben ish mitzri b'tzoich b'nei Yisrael. What happened with this guy? Vayetze. He went out. Before he curses, before we know what he did. Vayinotze b'machane ben Yisraelis v'isha Yisraelis. And he, Isha Yisraeli, he gets into a fight with another individual, the Ben Yisraelis with another Jew. And then ultimately he curses, and they brought him to Moshe, and he gets his psak din. So Rashi comments over here, what's Vayetze? Vayetze Ben Isha Yisraelis. Where was he Yotze from? Where was he coming out of? His tent? Where was he coming out of? A building somewhere? So the Medrash points out that he was Yotze mi Parsha Shalamala. What's the Parsha Shalamala? The Parsha of Lechem Aponim. He saw the Lechem Aponim. He was very disturbed by the Lechem Aponim. And this is what caused the whole catastrophe of the Parsha of Mekalel. Well, out of all the things that a Jew could have a problem with Yiddishkeit, so many other issues that I could have other than the Lechem Aponim. Lechem aponim, vayetze miparsha shalamala. He had issues with the lechem aponim. But what's even more bothersome is the way we refer to this individual. Vayetze who? Ben Isha Yisraelis. Since when do we refer to a Jew as the son of a mother who's Jewish? By the way, by definition, halachically, if your mother is Jewish, that makes you Jewish. So why is he any less Jewish than the other guy? The Torah goes on to say, "Vayetze ben isha Yisraelish v'hu ben ish mitzri b'seich b'nei Yisrael v'yinotzu b'machana ben Yisraelis v'isha Yisraeli." He's not an isha Yisraeli. Al pidin, he's an isha Yisraeli. So why are you calling him ben ha'isha Yisraelis? So the pashup shot you'll tell me is because it wanted to get to the fact that you should know that his father wasn't Jewish, but that's not accurate because halachically he still is Jewish. So why are we calling him a Ben Isha Yisraelis? The Torah in Parshas Emor is always read and is always referred to as Parshas HaMoyadim. All the Moyadim are read in the end of Parshas Emor. There's a fascinating chiddush of the Sefer HaRokeach that the Rokeach suggests that even after the Parsha of the Moyadim, there is a continuation of the Parsha HaMoyadim with the two Parshios following the classic Parsha HaMoyadim. We go through all the Yomim Tovim, and then the Torah continues in Perakov Dalid with the Parsha of the Menorah, and then the Parsha of the Lechem Apon. Zokter Rekeach, it's not true that the Parshas HaMoyadim is over, and then we finish with another Perakov Dalet, a totally ancillary thing, a totally different topic that we finish off the Parsha with, like we usually understand. Says the Sefer HaRokeach, no. Parshas HaMenorah understood is very understandably the Parsha of the Moyad of Chanukah. And then says the Rekeach, the Parsha of the Lechem Aponim is the Parsha of what? Is the Parsha of Purim. What's the Shaychus between Purim and the Lechem Aponim? So the emes is, it could be that what the Rokeach means, is that the Gemara already tells us that the Lechem Aponim was connected to the salvation of Purim. The Gemara says that in Megillah and Daf Yud Beis, that all of the Sarei Shalmaila, all of the officers in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's army were trying to defend Klal Yisrael and make sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't decree in an unfortunate way towards Am Yisrael and shouldn't annihilate the Jewish people. And the Gemara says that all of the Sarim said, Klum, was there any other nation that offered this korban? Ashlamim, Achatas, and Oila. And then the Gemara says, finally, the Sar Shal Mamuchan, the Sar Shal Haman, who is the person who carries out the decree against the Jewish people, says, Klum yesh lecha am sheyivu lefanecha lechem haponim. So we already see the Mefarshim point out that there's something unique. There's something special about the lechem haponim that the Rekeach is alluding to in the continuation of the Parshas HaMoyedim, that the Yomim Tovim continue, referring to the fact that the lechem haponim is connected to the Yom Tov of Purim, and that's ultimately the reason what saved us, according to this Gemara, from the decree of Memuchon of Haman. So what is it? How does the lechem haponim connect? And the truth is, what really needs to be understood is the Rokeach is suggesting that the end of the Parsha is a continuation of the Parsha Samoyedim. So how does the Parsha of lechem haponim connect to the story of the Mekalo? And like the Medrash says, that was the catalyst. That was what ticked off the Mekalo that he has Vayetze Miparsha Shalamaila. Something was so bothersome about the lechem haponim that caused him to be mekalel and to curse HaKadosh Baruch. So the emes is, the Gemara tells us about the lechem haponim, that the lechem haponim were displayed and showed to us, the Gemara Chagiga and Daf Chavav, were displayed and showed to us every time that we were oilu l'regel. Ru'u chibaschem keneged amokom. Look how HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you, each and every Yid, each and every member of Klal Yisrael. Look how you're so dear to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And they would show them the lechem haponim. And what would they show the lechem haponim? They would show that the lechem haponim lasts from week to week. The Ritva there comments on the Gemara, how would they demonstrate that? So the Ritva there says that there was smoke coming out, like you take a fresh challah out of the oven. There was still smoke a week later that was still piping hot with that beautiful aroma, that beautiful smell from the fresh challah coming out of the lechem haponim. So I was thinking, what does this mean? What is unique about the lechem haponim? The Gemara is telling us, and according to the way the Ritva is showing, is that it wasn't just that there was challah there, but there was challah that lasted. You see, it's very simple to have ingredients of challah. And I could have, right, we're dealing with now starting to end the shailas of Chametz Shavuot of Pesach. All the shailas are ending, Lag BaOmer time, hopefully. But it's very easy to have chametz that lasts for a long time. To have bread, you have flour and water and it rose. That's the ingredients of bread. But there's another dimension to bread. In addition to the ingredients of bread, there's bread that's fresh. There's bread that's tasty. There's bread that's hot right out of the oven. The Kohanim showed Klal Yisrael. You know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets excited about? Not the ingredients. Not what makes up the flour, the water. No, not the bread ingredients, but the fact that things stay fresh. The fact that you stay connected. The fact that you're here at Aliyah L'Regel and you want to be inspired and you want to be connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. There was another dimension to the Lechem Haponim. It was another level in Avodas Hashem. It was a person, says Reb Tzadok HaKohen in this week's Parsha, that wasn't only a person that was a member of the Jewish nation, that happened to be born into the Jewish nation, happened to be a Yoytze from Klal Yisrael, and was a member of a shul, but no, a person that comes out after a hard day and wants to be connected, and wants to, after a tiring day, wants to understand the Borei Olam, wants to be piping hot, wants to be fresh, wants smoke coming out of those ingredients. That's the lechem haponim. Ru'u chibaschem. You're not just Jewish ingredients. You're not just a child that was born to a Jewish mother. You're a child that now stays connected. You're a person that stays on fire, that stays inspired, that has a freshness from week to week and doesn't become stale. Chazal tell us that Haman's taina, the reason why we're able to
to beat out Klal Yisrael and annihilate them is Yeshno Am Echad. Zok the Gemara in Megillah, what is Yeshno Am Echad? Am Sheyeshenim in Amitzus. They're Jewish. They're all born into the Jewish family. They all pay membership to the Jewish nationality. But you know what? They're Yeshenim. There's no freshness. There's no smoke. There's no connection. It's dead. That was the entire premise of the decree and the ability for Haman to knock out the Jewish people. Yeshenim in Amitzus. The only way that Klal Yisrael was able to recover from such a decree, to be saved from such a decree, is for them to bring out the Lechem Apon. It's for them to actualize the Lechem Apon. It's for them to have an avoida that's not just representative of ingredients, but representative of a connection, of a freshkeit, of a tastiness, of smoke that's coming out of that ingredients. That's the Lechem Apon. Perhaps the Mekalel. The Mekalel's issue was this very issue. The Mekalel said, I'm a Yid. Lamaisa, like we started off in the beginning of this shiur. Lamaisa, my mother is an Israeli. A ben Yisraelis. So how could you have any tainas on me? What's the problem with me? The problem is that you think that all it takes is to be Jewish. You think that that's all the Rabbeinu Shalom asks for us. It's just to be a technical ben HaYisraelis. And if you now fit that criteria, so you fit the bell, so you're totally fine. Teaches us the parsha that no, there's a parsha of Lechem Aponim. There's a connection that needs to be worked on. There's a freshkeit. There's smoke. There's piping hot. There's something called a challah that's a week old and stale, or a few weeks old and stale. And then there's a challah that can stay tasty like that Friday night challah. That's what the Mekalel couldn't stand. The Mekalel couldn't take such a parsha. Yotza Mekalel mi which parsha? Mi parshas alechem aponim. Yotza v'ligleg alechem aponim. He started mocking the parsha of lechem aponim. What's different than lechem aponim and any other avoida? Why is this so special? The reason why he had such an aversion to this week's parsha, to this parsha of lechem aponim, is because it was against everything that he represents. It's not enough just to be a Bnei Yisraelis. You have to be a Lechem Aponim Dikiyid. Yotzev Illiglig, Al Parshas Lechem Aponim. And why is this so? And what's the reason? So the MS is Rabbi Yisai. In the world of Lomdis, Rav Naftali Trupp has a fascinating piece. And he develops this idea. But I think it very much connects to what we're saying over here. It's true. The definition of Jewish nationality and being Jewish is technically comes, if you're born from a Jewish mother, Zehu, you're Jewish. But Zakhtar Naftali, if the father isn't Jewish, there's something still missing in this child's makeup. And you know what that is? Naftali coins the term. And he says there's a Shem Yisrael, there's Jewish nationality, but then there's also above and beyond that, Kedushas Yisrael. There's someone who's sanctified towards Yiddishkeit. There's someone who's living a Jewish life and connected. And you know where that emanates from? That emanates from a Jewish father. That emanates from having a relationship with a father that brings you to shul, that learns with you at night, that's mechanech you, that decides whether or not you're a Kohen, Levi, or Yisrael is based on your father. Zakhtar Naftali, the person's Jewish as long as he has a Jewish mother. He's a Shem Yisrael, he's part of the Jewish nation. But if you want to take it to the next level in Yiddishkeit, you want to have a freshkeit, you want to take it, you want to bring up the Ramah, the level, the connection, that's going to be totally on the father, on the Zachrus, on the Kedusha. That's exactly what's going on in this week's parasha. That's exactly what the Torah is telling us. And that's exactly why the Torah refers to this individual in such an obscure way. Vayetze ben Isha Yisraelis. V'hu ben ish mitzri b'soich b'nei Yisrael. And he was what? Vayinotzu b'machne. He fought with another individual. Ben ha-Yisraelis v'ish ha-Yisraeli. This ben ha-Yisraelis was technically, yeah, born to a Jewish mother. He was part of the Jewish nationality. And he thought that that's it. I don't need to work on things. I don't need to refresh. I don't need to have that connection. I am not lacking anything, the fact that I'm not working on my Kedushas Yisrael. And the problem that he had was with which Avodah? With the Avodah of Lechem Aponim that represents this duality. The fact that you could have the ingredients, but you could become stale. You could become dead. You could become disconnected. And then Memeila, Yotzev Eliglig, Alechem Aponim. That was what he had, it was the antithesis towards. But yet what? He was missing something in his Yiddishkeit. We couldn't call him that full-fledged Yid like we talk about the next individual that he fought with. And there was something that was lacking. He didn't have that exposure, that Jewish father, that Kedushas Yisrael, that connection, that chinuch, that Memeila brings that other level, that smoke, that freshness in his Avodas Hashem. It's fascinating that the Shulchan Aruch tells us that whatever day of the year Purim falls out on is also the day of the year that Lag BaOmer falls out on. Those 2 days are interconnected. The day and the Avodah of the Lechem Aponim that brought the Nes of Purim, and recognizing the fact that a person is just Jewish and is technically nationally Jewish is insufficient, and born to a Jewish mother is not enough, but rather he needs to have a pnimius, to have to work on his connection, to have that lechem aponim, that freshkeit, that smoke that was seen at Aliyah L'Regel, that this megadef, this mekalel, was yotzev eliglig alav. And that's also the day of Lag BaOmer. Everyone knows that Lag BaOmer is the yontif of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The day that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai connects us all to the pnimius of a yid, to the kedusha of a yid, to not just the surface, but really what's deep down inside every yid. But the emes is, that's exactly what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said when it came to the Nes of Purim as well. The Talmidim came and they asked Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, what's the story over here? Klal Yisrael were really nena from the Suda of Achashverosh. They really deserve to be punished. Klal Yisrael, Taka, served the Avodah Zarah. So they asked Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, so why weren't they punished? What did Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai answer? Heim lo osu ella lipnim. They only did it as a front. They only did it in a physical way. But the emes is, they weren't attached to such an avera. They weren't attached deeply inside. Their kedusha was totally disconnected to that whole experience. And they were always dedicated in the kedushas Yisrael to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Heim lo osu elo lipnim. The yontif of Lag BaOmer, the yontif of Pnimius. The yontif that we learn and starts and emanates out of Parshas Emor on the yontif of Purim, that's the lechem aponim, that's laid exactly before Lag BaOmer. Moreover, Rabbeisai, what is the Rabbeinu Shalom telling us? The Rabbeinu Shalom is telling us that I don't just want you to be a yid. I don't just want you to be a ben ha-Yisraelis. I don't want you to just do things in the basic ingredients way. I want you to internally connect to this. I want you to work on your Kedushas Yisrael, on your freshkeit. I want you to see that lechem aponim that wasn't only ingredients of flour and water, but actually stayed so fresh from week to week. That's what I want you to focus on. Wherever Rabbeisai, look at the words of Rashi. Yotza v'liglig al parshas lechem aponim. What's Rashi's usage? Which word does Rashi use to refer to the fact that the Megadif, the Mekalel, mocked the parsha of Lechem Aponim, Liglig. He couldn't accept the Yontif of Lag BaOmer. He couldn't accept a concept of Purim, of how Klal Yisrael could be saved, only because they stopped sleeping from the mitzvahs. They started waking up. They started smoking. They started getting back on fire. And that was what brought their salvation, both on Purim, which Amirtz Hashem will bring us, Yeshuos, in the future from this Lag BaOmer, this day that's interconnected in Shulchan Aruch, the same day that Purim falls out, is also the day that Lag BaOmer falls out. Baisai, we live in another generation, a culture that's trying to destroy the family, that's trying to say that it's not important who the family is or what the family is. We in the Torah HaKadoshah, the Rabbeinu Shalom tells us it is important. It's important to work on both of these aspects, to make sure that a person has a Shem Yisrael, and to make sure that a person has a Kedushas Yisrael. And in our Avoida, for Baruch Hashem, all of us that have and have attached ourselves, to make sure that we don't take that Kedushas Yisrael for granted. That Kedushas Yisrael is something that needs to be constantly fresh, that needs to be constantly refreshed, that needs to be constantly ignited, and something that we have to make sure to work on, and we can never take for granted. And Be'ezus Hashem, we should all be able to see Yeshua's Keherafayim on this Lag BaOmer and this Yontif of Prim, of Heim Lo Yasu Elul of Prim. Shkoyach.